The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Enjoy family time like no other.
Absolutely lovely to talk to Alan Amsby there, as known as Mr. Pussy, about the passing of the late, great Paul O'Grady. It's actually very sad. And we've had loads of texts in response to that chat with Alan. Rest in peace, Paul, says Mary from Wexford. None of us know when we'll get that call home. So carpe diem. Thank you, Mary. Dead right. John texted, please, Brenda, please tell Alan many a great morning in McCones of Stony Batter we had with him. I think that's an early house. We'll keep that between us. And then Marie, Brenda, one word to remind me of Paul O'Grady is Battersea. Obviously, she means Battersea Dogs Homes. Yeah, Paul, for the love of dogs, was one of my favourite TV shows on television, and it's still repeated right now. Anyway, I'm thrilled to report, speaking of icons, that I'm filming a brand new series of Keys to My Life, which is my RTE1 Sunday night show. And if you haven't seen it, it's where I bring, I suppose we say, national treasures, people of interest, celebrities, back to the places that shape the people they've become. So we go back to their childhood homes, maybe to their schools, maybe to their first marital home. And it has an amazing effect on them as we walk through the doors. And I just wanted to mention, I had a particularly moving experience over the last few days. I was filming with Father Peter McVerry, who has never actually owned his own home because he is a priest and they take a vow of poverty. And I tell you what, he's just incredible. He has created such a force for good in tackling homelessness. And if we gave him the reins to fix homelessness in Ireland, I tell you, he'd sort it out. He is amazing. Anyway, I was wondering, who would you like to see on Keys to My Life? Text 51551. Who do you think would be a great person to see on Keys to My Life? And I know Ryan does very well in this chart all the time. So think outside the box. Who would you like to see on Keys to My Life? In other news, and this is personal, I'm training for the Air Arran Inishmore Half Marathon, which is happening on the 22nd of April. I'm running through the Phoenix Park, well, limping through the Phoenix Park, to raise funds for the Mater Hospital's new wing. They need new ventilators. So some of you may know, or may not know, because I was on the radio last year talking about this. My mom spent 6 months in the Mater last year, and they were amazing. So I got roped in. But, you know, I'm not too worried about it, because the Air Arran Inishmore Half Marathon, you don't get tagged. You know the way when you run the, you probably don't know, you might know, you get this little chip in your number badge and then it keeps your time. Well, not in Air Arran, it's all about the crack. So you do it at your own pace and it's just about raising funds and having fun. And I'm actually kind of very relaxed about it, because I've been told that there's a woman who finishes it in at about 9.5 hours, and she comes over the finish line. She stops at a pub, has her lunch, and she came over the finish line last year with her bags of groceries 9.5 hours in. So she has a couple of pit stops along the way. So it's all very well-meaning and fun. And I'm doing that on the 22nd of April for the Mater Hospital. It's for charity. So don't give me any stick about it. And give me any tips for running, if you have any tips for a man in his early 50s who's just starting to run a half marathon. In just a little while, we're going to be speaking to someone from a funeral director's about the importance of having those difficult conversations about what to do when your time comes. I've had to sit my mother down in a corner and make her talk to me, and she's listening this morning, so we're having a difficult conversation when I get home, ma'am. These are really important conversations, but I thought, just to throw a little bit of lightness onto this difficult conversation, I'll tell you a story about my aunt and uncle. Super organised, very pragmatic people. They went and actually bought two plots, one each, a grave each. And as morbid as it sounds, it's quite practical, but it really worked out for them, because they kept having the conversation. And then they changed their minds about 6 months later, and they decided they wanted to be cremated. So they contacted the guy in the cemetery, who shall remain nameless. And he was like, no problem, I'll send that and sell those graves in no time. And he did. And they made €1,500 profit. Now, I'm not saying that graves are a good investment, but if you have those difficult conversations, things can work out in the long run. So we'll be talking to her name is Mary Cuniff from Massey's Funeral, about how to approach those difficult conversations. Now, I have another couple of texts in here. I have had the absolute honour of working with Father Peter. He's a wonderful man. His message, ethos and way of living is one that we could all learn from. Can't wait to see this programme when it's released. It's a really magical programme. Thank you for that text. Hi, Brendan. I can't believe Paul O'Grady is dead. I know. I've watched every single programme of For the Love of Dogs. His innate goodness and kindness is so obvious. I keep thinking of the six dogs he adopted. They will miss him so much, as I will. will. May he rest in peace. Thank you so much, Angie. Loads of texts pouring in about Paul O'Grady. And thank you, Alan, again for taking the call. Let's take a little break. Great reaction to the chat with Alan Amsby, Mr. Pussy. Actually, interestingly, lots of people saying Alan Amsby, Mr. Pussy, for keys to my life. Thank you for that, June. Somebody else says RIP Paul O'Grady. So lovely to hear Alan Amsby after such a long time. Brendan, you should have Alan Amsby on keys to your life as Mr. Pussy. Thank you very much, Margaret. Keys to my life, someone said Michael D. We'd love that. Genuinely, and imagine his journey to his present home. Oh, we'd love that. Controversially and interestingly, Gerry Adams, Bernadette Devlin, Finola Flanagan, Colin Farrell, just a few good names there. Thank you for those suggestions. Brendan, keys to my life, one of our national treasures. Johnny McAvoy, Tom Gilsena. These are great. Yeah, Tom, that's from Tom. Thank you so much. These are great suggestions. I'll be writing them all down. I was all alone. I got lost in tangible. But that's the place you reach when. I really, really enjoyed that chat with Mary Kniff from Massey Brothers about having those courageous conversations. They're a really important thing to do for all involved. Also, I got a lovely text in here about Lily Savage. Good morning, Brendan. I saw Lily Savage in a bar I used to frequent many years ago when I lived in London. Hilarious. A friend contacted me this morning to say that Lily Savage is dead. It made me think, for many gay people like me, Paul O'Grady will always be Lily Savage. For us, she's the one who died. A sad, sad loss. Thank you so much, Dara in Galway. I had a wonderful time this morning. I'll speak to you in the morning. Claire Byrne is up after the news.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.